you are the winner of the Democratic primary, and at this stage, as I have looked at the Secretary of State's numbers coming in, it's starting to look a little bit more like Peter Kinder is going to be the one who might be the person you run against.
I think that there is a clear distinction between the way that I would run the Lieutenant Governor's office and Peter Kinder or Brad Lauger, either one. So I think it'll be it may be different distinctions, but it's definitely going to be a difference. So it won't matter.
How much different would it be, or what would be different about it?
Well, there's a lot of things. One thing is in the specific duties of the office, from being the senior advocate or the veterans advocate, there are just so many things that we could be doing in a better way, especially with the tight budgets that we have and the way that we've been cutting benefits to, you know, our most vulnerable. But in a large capacity, most of our problems stem from needing to have more jobs and more economic growth. The Lieutenant Governor sits on both the Missouri Development Finance Board and the MHDC, the Missouri Housing Board, which are entities that, as state auditor, I looked at and said, we need to be doing things in a better way. And so it isn't so much looking at the tax credits themselves that we use as our primary tool, but actually looking at the way that we handle those credits. I have a totally different philosophy from Brad Lauger on that, and we've already seen that Peter Kinder isn't going to make any of the changes that need to be done in order to make economic development a priority from the Lieutenant Governor's standpoint.
Well, Lauger tried to raise, and some people supporting Lauger tried to raise, some significant character issues in this campaign. Will character issues be part of your campaign against, assuming it is, Peter Kinder?
You know, I don't think that the voters want to hear a whole bunch of character issues in the way that they saw the Republican primary play out. I think that we can talk mostly about the way that the office would run and the issues associated with it, and I think that's what people want to hear. That's what we did in our race up to this point, and for the most part, that's all any of the Democrats in our primary race did, was talk about why the office is important and the things it ought to be doing. So I would like to think that people will make their decisions based on the actual issues in the campaign.
He and a lot of other Republicans have tried to get a lot of mileage out of Obamacare, as they like to call it. How does Obamacare figure into the race for Lieutenant Governor?
Well, it really doesn't figure into the race unless you just want to hook your your campaign to some kind of a soundbite or what you think is popular opinion. I think that in the long run, what we're going to find is, now that the Supreme Court ruled on the constitutional issues and we're grappling with how we make the actual act itself work, that the knee-jerk reactions that we've seen are going to be shown to be a poor way to look at how we're going to handle this, from whether or not we expand Medicaid or the way that any of these provisions have gone into effect. We've already seen how from the Hospital Association, they come in and they say, well, in order to make the numbers work for us, because we have all of the other provisions in the Affordable Care Act, and we need to have the expanded coverage to people as well. So I think we're going to have a lot of complicated issues that we talk about, and I think the legislature has a lot on their plate for it. I don't think that we're going to be standing up and saying, do we have it or don't we have it? Because we're way beyond that at this point.
How does being a former state auditor qualify you for this job more than being a former state senator who dealt with appropriations and who dealt with a lot of these political issues, as well as being a two-term lieutenant governor, qualify him for the job better?
Well, one of the things that there's definitely a difference from having been in statewide office and moving into the lieutenant governor's office than the experience that you get in the legislature. Because the most important role of the lieutenant governor is to be ready to step in to the governor's shoes should the need arise. And so we have to look at the people that we're putting into the lieutenant governor's office with that in mind. Anyone who has worked in any of the statewide offices has a different perspective of state government than what you get in the legislature. So I already start out ahead of the game in that point. But it's some of these things that I just talked about with the tax credits and the issues that I've seen from the auditor's chair that we know are things that should be addressed and dealt with in state government in order to make us grow, are things that I have knowledge of from being state auditor that I bring to the table and are in a better position of improvement from, you know, those development boards to fixing some of the problems that are there in the protections for our seniors. What we've seen in the current lieutenant governor's office is not a lot of the programs that are dictated by the duties of the office, and so there would be a definite distinction from me and Peter Kinder on that front. And the reason that I recognize some of the shortcomings is because of my tenure as state auditor.